Ah, but she was the queer old skewsh anyhow, and Olivia trinking toes. And sure he was the queer old one.
Stand here, you fucking swampy, sir. Kelkusser.
Wollte der Bach sei ein Fluss, der Fluss sei ein Strom.
Oči da ne vidijo.
Recycling of good ideas from unfulfilled regulations on strategies in Southeastern Europe. Poročilo z delavnice. Države nekdanje Jugoslavije si danes ne lastijo le skupni razpadli imaginarni prostor, temveč tudi skupni razpadli prostor kulturno-političnega sistema. Natanko podobnosti in razlike znotraj tega skupnega prostora, predvsem pa neuspelost tranzicije in transformacije, so bile osrednje vezivno tkivo mednarodne delavnice Recycling of Good Ideas from Unfulfilled Regulations on Strategies in Southeastern Europe, ki je v angleškem jeziku v organizaciji Društva Asociacija v prostorih Slovenskega etnografskega muzeja potekala pred preteklo sredo. Skozi panelno in forumsko diskusijo so gostje skušali vzpostaviti skupno problemsko polje kulturno-politične tranzicije držav nekdanje Jugoslavije. Sklep delavnice v okviru predstavitev posamičnih nacionalnih primerov je bil sicer jasen že pred začetkom. Ne le, da na področju kulturnih politik ni prišlo do tranzicije in da se je politična in zakonodajna energija usmerjala predvsem v ohranitev že postavljenega sistema, pač pa predvsem to, da kulturna politika, vredna svojega imena, v nobeni izmed teh držav ne obstaja. Zakonodajna mrzlica, kakor je spreminjanje zakonodaje in pisanje strateških dokumentov na naših domačih kulturno-političnih tleh, komentirala Vesna Čopič, je konec koncev le nekakšna šminkerska poteza, ki ne samo, da nima nobene realne osnove, temveč tudi nima nobene realne intence. Čopič, ki je na delavnici predstavljala slovenski primer, problemsko polje postsocialistične kulturno-politične realnosti, sicer razume predvsem kot skup simptomov, ki so hkrati prikaz tako izgubljenega potencijala političnih in družbenih sprememb, kot postpolitične realnosti nasploh.
Be a federal state, but nevertheless, there are many similarities. A kind of symptoms that we share, of course, intensity is very different, but the symptoms as such are really present everywhere you go. And I think that we also somehow share this democratic promise and as many other hollow terms. Also, democratization is one of them. So, but if I really try hard to go back in the 80s, I understand what in that time we understood under this term. More funds for culture, more artistic freedom, and more autonomy, arm's length principle, culture as a value in its own, and not instrument of some ideological pressure, stronger civil society. Everything was in the late 80s, I think, clear. But then reality changed. And all these expectations already went from the beginning, but then we didn't know, but now we really are convinced of it, are to a certain extent or to a very large extent in the conflict with the EU, especially EU, neoliberal reality, characterized by, I would say, several post-diseases, such as post-socialistic period, when culture is not at all in the center of agenda in Slovenia. It was central, political, really nation-building idea with a lot of political support, but then often marginalized. Then post-welfare period, when culture and all other social affairs are becoming marginal, and states everywhere in the Western Europe, even from 80s on, are trying to withdraw. And then also post-modern period, when we are facing everywhere, even in Scandinavian country, in their reports you see that there is also the arm's length principle and artistic autonomy is now instrumentalized by all other potentials like economic, social, radicalization, and so on. And last but not least, this post-national era when also in Slovenia, those fields that are not within the framework of the EU are to a certain extent marginalized, but on the other hand, never ever the cultural policy need is so very clear as in the time of globalization and liberalization.
Kljub tej in takšni skupni določitvi pa med posameznimi sistemi kulturnih politik na območju držav nekdanje Jugoslavije obstajajo pomembne razlike. Medtem, ko ima večina držav izrazito centraliziran model kulturne politike, kot so nenehno poudarjali gostje na delavnici, pa Aida Čengić kot bistveni problem Bosne in Hercegovine vidi predvsem razporšeno, neuravnoteženo in decentralizirano strukturo odločanja.
Bosnia and Herzegovina is organized as a decentralized state comprising of two entities, and the field of culture and cultural resources protection is regulated on the entity levels, on the entity level, which in Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina further means that it's regulated on the cantonal levels, which have the responsibility for making and conducting cultural policies. This means that at this point we have 14 addresses when talking about administrative bodies dealing with the field of culture. So on the state level, we have the Ministry of Civil Affairs, then we have an entity ministry in Republika Srpska, then we have entity ministry in Federation. We have 9 cantonal ministries, which apart from culture deal also with education, science and sports. In Canton of Sarajevo, it's Ministry of Culture and Sports, and then there is a small office in Brčko district. It is important to say also that in this constellation, a Ministry of Civil Affairs and the Federal Ministry of Cantonal of Culture and Sports have mainly coordinative role. So in culture field, it is responsible to prepare basic strategic documents on the state level, to coordinate work with other entities, with the entity ministries, and to define strategy on the international level. However, this is not the project, there is no appropriate legislative power or relevant budget and mechanism that would ensure realization of these strategies. And this is just one of the 17 topics that the same ministry is dealing with, including citizenship, including demining, including education, labor and government, and meteorological affairs. So it's really, the resources are really spread thinly when talking about culture there. In Federal Ministry of Culture and Sports basically has a coordinative role, and so it's coordinative role between 10 cantons, cantonal ministries, and there is no binding relation between federal and the cantonal ministry. So basically, federal ministry cannot, it can just initiate some things, lobby for things, coordinate, but cannot really significantly influenced the whole situation.
Še večjo specifiko predstavlja kosovska kulturno-politična situacija. Govori Albert Heta, direktor Centra za sodobno umetnost Priština.
In difference with other countries that were once part of Yugoslavia, maybe the Federation of Bosnia maybe can be compared, but even that is not so much comparable. Kosovo was 10 years under occupation, basically, military occupation, which also emptied all cultural institutions. All cultural institutions that were created in the 70s, basically, which was also very late, like the National Gallery, National Theatre, these associations, various institutions that were administered by the Socialist Province of Kosovo were disbanded, basically. So the majority of these institutions either ceased to function or in the 90s were trying to do programming only with, let's say, Serbian artists or Serbian plays. Whereas the majority of these institutions were pushed in the private sphere. So we called it a parallel system, basically. But for me, that was not the parallel system. The parallel system was the occupying system, which came and was trying to implement their cultural, let's say, cultural strategies. One of the most visible cultural intervention, basically, which was implemented by that occupying regime, was the building of a large medieval Orthodox church in the university complex in Pristina. So in the center of Pristina, there was a university complex which hosts now the National Gallery, which used to be the Museum of Revolution, the National Library, all universities, the majority of them. The Milosevic regime in the center of it built a super large medieval in architectural Orthodox church. And it gave the message of what was that presence there for. So basically education, culture was directly connected with religion. In that sense, you can call that religion. After the liberation, and during the 90s, of course, public institutions could not function, like the National Gallery, National Theater, but independent sector started to function during that time. So independent sector, meaning individuals which were always somehow not part of the public institutions, even during the 80s and 70s, created either these NGO type of organizations and produced, let's say, cultural life during the 90s. Very late in the 90s, the first gallery, which was not a cafe, was opened in Pristina in 97. It was called the Dona Gallery. Until 97, from let's say 90 to 97, all exhibitions were held in cafe galleries. So private spaces, cafes, basically, where you would also have openings of exhibitions. But in this case, you'd have openings of major artists that were once exhibited throughout Yugoslavia. And they were reduced in these small cafe discussion exhibitions.
Z nastankom samostojne države se je, kot nadaljuje Heta, kosovski kulturni sistem usmeril predvsem v revitalizacijo predvojnega stanja, sistema strani države ustanovljenih institucij. Krivdo, da iz strateškega snovanja nove kulturne politike, ki se vzpostavlja v zadnjih letih, izostale predvsem neodvisne kulturne in umetniške institucije, ki so tako kot v vseh drugih državah, tudi na Kosovu izrazito finančno podhranjene, Heta pripisuje tem institucijam in akterjem sami.
The legislation which was drafted after these various processes that were in place mainly regulates the function of public institutions. So they regulate the function of national theater, national ensemble for folklore or something, cinematographic center of Kosovo, and the independent sector is basically not managed by the legislation which is now in place. And there's a lot of a lot of gaps in this legislation. But there's also a big responsibility of the independent sector that not so much claimed space in these processes. Initially, when they were invited to be part of this process, the majority of them regarded the process as ridiculous because, I mean, in interviews they were telling us that they found it ridiculous for someone to project what would happen in the next 10 years in culture.
Kot je v odprti diskusiji poudaril Janez Janša, direktor zavoda Maska, je eden izmed bistvenih problemov kulturnih politik v postsocialistični realnosti pravzaprav zaprtost in nepretočnost celotnega kulturnega polja. Kar, če rečemo z drugimi besedami, kulturo kot javno dobro, kar je bila tudi ena izmed izhodiščnih topik delavnice, privatizira bodi si strani sistema javnih institucij, bodi si strani nevladnih institucij.
One step towards dynamism of, somebody was talking about dynamism of institutions and so on. One step certainly would be to make a kind of institutional openness, so that the public good, which could be defined in many ways, from infrastructure to people know-how and so on, is not static, but that it can change on also on this a status level, for example, that NGO can run infrastructure. Why is that important? Because if you have kind of dynamic and bigger range and more elastic system, you can actually make space for new to come. Because, for example, now what is really so difficult and so big problem is that basically there is no space in Slovenia for new people. That in NGOs, there is already kind of a social structure among NGOs, NGOs which are strong and they are fighting actually to keep going on the level which they achieve. And in a way, the space is so saturated, and it is because there is no this propulsivity or dynamism.
Podobno meni tudi Meta Štuler.
Many people are not interested to change the situation because then somebody could take their job. And I don't think that this is just the case of public institutions, it's just also the case of NGOs. So, Janez, you just said that in Slovenia space is saturated, there is no place for young people anymore to access the public funding. Because the system was made for the situation like in the 80s, where there were, I don't know, maybe how many, 30 NGOs, now there are 500 or something. So this kind of system is not sustainable, but I think that the same patterns are showing in the public institutions, in the mentality of public institutions, and in the mentality of NGOs. But the reason is also that there is nowhere to go somehow. So if you are director of one NGO for 30 years, probably you will not become a director of a public institution. Or if you are director of an important public institution, you will grab to your situation because you have nowhere to go. You can still become Minister of Culture, but then what?
Kot predlaga Čopič, bi morala kulturna politika kot prvo povečati inkluzivnost javnih institucij, hkrati pa repolitizirati institucionalno raven in depolitizirati operativno raven.
So, what we should do and what I have to remind you with this text, we're thinking the role of culture and arts. With this, I mean, away from discrimination, opportunism and nationalism, towards arts and culture as public good. When I say from government to governments, I have in mind a need of, I know this is hard, repoliticization of the institutional level. Politicians must rediscover political importance of arts and culture. And on the other hand, the same important and strong issue is, how to say, depolitization of instrumental level, of operational level, because this is a precondition for the professionalization of the field, because in the last 20 years, on the level of state, or within the public sector, there is a process of deprofessionalization. So when I say from exclusive to inclusive culture policy model, what I have in mind, of course, to make the independent culture seen a subject of culture policy model, a constitutive component of cultural system. When I say static versus stable, I have in mind static funding as a problem and stable funding as a precondition. It doesn't matter if it goes for cultural institutions or if it goes for private producers or for for independent. Everyone needs stability. How to create stability that is flexible and not static? That is our challenge. And from structure to infrastructure, of course, this is again, to my mind, one of the main points. We have, I really believe, that cultural institutions are backbone of cultural system, but under one condition, to transform them from structures into open, fluid, and flexible infrastructure.
Seveda pa kulturna politika ni nikakršna legalistična monada, temveč neke vrste politični, estetski in družbeni dispozitiv. Prav zato vsakršna sprememba tega in takšnega dispozitiva zahteva tudi in predvsem določitev epistemološke in politične perspektive. V tem smislu bi lahko razumeli tudi Predraga Cvetičanina, ki je v kontekstu predstavitve srbskega primera za celotno regijo predlagal skupno mikropolitično fronto.
I don't believe in law-driven changes. I mean, if you introduce a law and nobody is applying this law, then there's no changes. And I also don't believe that we are powerful enough to change not the cultural system just, but the system as a whole. Because my thesis is that the cultural policy system, and this is in Serbia, is part of the cultural system, is part of the system, political system as a whole. What we are doing in Serbia and what we are doing in the region. One of them is establishing cooperation first among actors of civil sector. Because in Serbia, actors of civil sector are artist organizations, cultural amateurs, then some, I'm not sure, religious organizations and so on. We are trying to make a block within the sector and we are trying to make a block within the cultural system as a whole. And also I don't think that it's useless to try to change the system in a sense that we should simply give up, but we should constantly seize the opportunities whenever they are. And I'm a researcher, and for me opportunity is to show the illogical things within the system of decision making, of financing and so on. So I publicize a lot on these issues. And I think that one of the things that we should do in the region is to do monitoring of decision-making process of financing and everything else, and showing illogical and even not according to the law distribution of powers and distribution of funds. So my suggestion, especially at the regional level, would be to build a front through different micro-actions. It's also related to the fact something that I was aware of, and also I think after this session is even more, that there are huge differences in systems within the countries and the region. So it's not easy to make something which would be strategic visions for countries in which, like in Bosnia and Herzegovina, culture policy is made at the cantonal level. In Macedonia, in which you have a factual division between two parallel ethnic systems, something similar in Kosovo. In Serbia, which is still at the level of preservation of cultural system. In Croatia, which is in the EU and also moved from the level of preservation of cultural system into new levels. So I think strategic changes in the level of countries and especially in the region are very, very difficult to reach.
Kot se spodobi, moramo mikropolitiko razumeti bolj striktno kot avtor izjave. Mikropolitični boj si lahko zamislimo kot boj, ki spreminja samo usmeritev mikrorazmeri moči znotraj kulturne in umetniške produkcije. Boj, ki preusmeri same sile, ki tkejo to polje. In če govorimo o neodvisni kulturi, potem bi lahko ena izmed takšnih preusmeritev bila tudi preusmeritev neodvisne kulture izven modela nevladnih organizacij in izven sodobnega projektnega produkcijskega načina, ki skupaj s konservativnim ohranjanjem status quo tvori kontekst, kamor sodi tudi zakonodajni, kulturno-politični imaginari na prostoru bivše Jugoslavije. Oddajo je pripravil Robert Bobnič. Brala je Katja, za tehnično izvedbo je poskrbel Valks.
But she was a queer old skewsh anyhow, and Olivia Trinkentoes. I'm sure he was a queer old one.
Stand here, fucking bamboo, sir. Kelkus.
Wollte der Bach sei ein Fluss, der Fluss sei ein Strom.
Oči, da ne vidijo.